Brighton Festival 2018.
This sounds like an amazing piece. Attractor is a dance piece. It combines high energy performance with live musical accompaniment from Indonesian experimental group Senyawa. It's on at the Dome on Tuesday and Wednesday, and it promises a phenomenal night of sound and vision. I went to Pavilion Gardens earlier to sit down with Australian choreographer Lucy Gurin to hear more. Attractor looks like a very high-octane piece. It looks like you demand 120% from all your performers.
Yes, it does have quite a high energy output for the dancers, which is really driven a lot by the music, I think, because the music from Senyawa is so intense and so much energy that it, in parts it really, really has to match that.
Quite a lot of the work you do is collaborative, and your audio informs the dance and experimentation informs the dance. So which one came first? So were you matching it to the music, or was the music created specially for what you've done, or was it a mixture of the two?
Yeah, it was a really interesting and hugely rewarding process, actually. So Senyawa came out and we did a week of research together with a few of the dancers. And so we spent a lot of time improvising together and just talking about what we were interested in. We did a lot of following each other. So the musicians would play and the dancers would respond to the music through improvised structures. And also the musicians would follow the dancers. So it was a lot of playing initially, just to get to know each other, because we'd only met very briefly previous to that.
And the music is played live during the performance as well.
Yes, the music's played live, and it really is phenomenal. It's like this mix of operatic, kind of heavy metal, also traditional Indonesian, Javanese sounds. Wukia makes his own instruments out of bamboo and other materials, and Ruli also just has this vocal range that's just unbelievable.
It seems to me a lot of Australian dance and performance has very much its own character outside of European traditions, almost like it's grown up on its own with Australian culture, rather than having a nod and a look towards what's been happening in Europe over the last few centuries.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think we are very far away, so we don't get to see as much of what's going on in Europe. You know, we have some connections to European dance culture, but also to the US. So I know for myself and my own training, I spent some time in New York, and I've also spent, you know, time travelling in Europe. But I think, yeah, over time, our identity is becoming more particular to Australia.
What do you think an audience would take away from this?
It's a work for the audience to experience beyond just sitting back in the dark. So it's a really sort of visceral work. So it's very textural and kind of rhythmic. And I think that the audience will be almost physically affected by it. And in fact, the audience plays a large part in the show towards the end, when there's volunteers that have been selected prior to the performance. They join the dancers on stage. So that's sort of a literal representation of this idea that we really wanted the audience to feel the work and to come to the work rather than just sitting back. I'm really, really proud of this work, and I think that it's been a fantastic collaboration. Like, it's really produced something beyond the sum of its parts. So I'm really excited about it, and hoping that Brighton will come and see it.
That sounds absolutely amazing. So that's choreographer Lucy Gurin talking about Attractor at the Dome. It's two nights only. I reckon it's going to be a hot, sizzling festival ticket. It's on Tuesday and Wednesday with live accompaniment from Indonesian duo Senyawa.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.